Okay. All right, I'm not high or anything. Or I should say I wasn't high when I thought of this. I am high right now. Doesn't matter. Just hear me out, okay? So I've been watching a lot of space shows lately. I started watching The Expanse, which is like a sci-fi show about space travel and water. It's really good. It's actually really mind-blowingly good. And then at night, I like binge watch the old, like original Star Trek episodes. And I just kept thinking like, man, there's a lot of like nautical themes when it comes to space travel, right? Like astronauts and space ships and, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm sure if I sat in front of the computer and pulled it up, like all the space terms, like a lot of it has to do with like water, right? And astronauts, before they like prepare to go out of space, they actually practice underwater, which is mind blowing. Just to think about, like, that probably means that they do that because that's like how to move through space. It's like the same as moving through water, you know? Obviously, which is why they do that. And I was like, man, like, and I thought about like the story of Atlantis. I haven't even Googled it yet. I just was like, I need to record this like immediately before I forget. Anyway, but I do know like the story of Atlantis, and basically it is like this city underwater. It's like this lost city underwater, and I'm sure they're like futuristic and like scientifically like advanced, but after I record this podcast, I'm gonna like do some more research on it, because like I'm tripping myself out right now. Anyway, I'm trying to like stay on point. So, lost city of Atlantis. What if Atlantis wasn't a city? What if Atlantis was like a civilization? Or what if it is a city, but it was like one of many cities underwater, and the city, by those people's terms, is or was as large. A city by the terms of the people who wrote the story Atlantis down for us to retain, right? Like, it's about as large as like a whole planet. So, for example, Earth's population is like 7 billion human beings on Earth, right? Close to that. That to us is like a lot, but perhaps to like other planets that inhabit or that hold like intelligent life forms, it may not even be like a drop in the bucket, right? It might be the equivalent of like comparing St. Louis, Missouri to like New York, New York, you know? Or maybe not as densely populated as like other planets it could be. So in that term, instead of us calling ourselves planets, like whoever it is that wrote the story of Atlantis would have viewed, you know, a planet like Earth as an actual city. And so the point I'm trying to say is basically like, what if Earth, right, the planet Earth, is actually Atlantis, like the lost city of Atlantis? And then space is like, what if space is like some type of water? And what if like long, long time ago, the Big Bang, right, like was actually Atlantis like dislodging from like the bottom of like the sea that we call space. And this whole time, like for the like billions of years or millions of years or whatever, we've been hurtling through space. We're actually like a spaceship, like an underwater, like a submarine almost, trying to like get to the surface of like space. And what if like one day, like we just boom, like emerge, and we just start bobbing, and we look up and realize like there's even more land. So like, you know how like at the bottom of our oceans, there's, you know, bottom dwelling creatures or whatever. And then as you kind of swim up, there's like different types of, you know, life forms. And then boom, when you break the surface, it's oxygen or whatever, and then there's more cities and stuff like that. So there's like land dwellers. Because I was like looking at my hands and I'm like, man, our hands are webbed, you know? And then our skin, if you really look close, it's like scaly. So we have like webbed fingers and toes. And then we have like scaly skin. And when we're kind of born or before we're born, we like grow in like a sack of fluid, right? And for 9 months, we're just essentially swimming around in water. And then we're born and then we can breathe air. And then we kind of don't know how to breathe on the water again. But my thought process is like, oh my gosh, like what if like I said, something happened, there was like a big bang. And then we kind of dislodge from the bottom of like this gigantic, gigantic, gigantic sea that we're under now and have been trying to get to the surface of like what we call space is just another type of ocean. And what we call heaven might be like what, let's say like a bottom dwelling, like let's say crabs are conscious, right? And crabs wanted, they had some sort of mythology about like the surface or the world up there. And in their culture, the world up here is like a type of like paradise. Although it's not, it's kind of fucked up because we eat crabs. So maybe we don't want to get to the surface or whatever the fuck kind of space ocean thing we're kind of hurtling through, because I don't know if I want to see what's up there, you know? Like, my guess is that, would they be webbed? I don't know. Maybe that's what aliens are too. Well, I have theories on like different types of aliens. Like, I think that the aliens that we think are aliens, I think that, okay, this is like just, okay, these are high thoughts. All right. So just like hear me out. But I think that what we know of as Earth, like our seven continents and everything like that, isn't all there is to Earth. Like, I think that there's more civilization, more continents than we're even aware of. And we're just kind of like sectioned to ourselves the way that, let's say, like a primitive people, quote, primitive people in the Amazon, you know, in Brazil or whatever, in the Amazon forest, there's like hidden tribes of people. And to them, they probably think there's, I don't know what they think, but let's just say that they probably think it's just them and that it's, or it's just their forest and that's it, you know? And we're out here like fucking flying and shit and talking on phones, and they've never even seen phones before. You know, I mean, I guess eventually some of our technology will like trickle to them, right? And then they'll start to realize like, oh shit, it's not just us. And I'm like, what if that's us right now, as far as aliens are concerned? And like, there's the seven planets, like all the countries we know of, but we're like primitive to those other civilizations. So they just kind of leave us alone the way we leave those, well, for the most part, we try to leave those people in the Amazon alone. I'm sure there's some like assholes that will wander into that forest. Like, wasn't it earlier this year? I saw like a Discovery article or something on Twitter where they had found this one tribe that nobody had ever seen until they sent a fucking drone. And everybody was like, oh, leave them alone, leave them alone. And I was like, the one motherfucker was like, yo, what if that's like aliens, like to us, right? Like, you know how, oh fuck, if you think about it, it's like some mind blowing. Okay, so what I'm trying to say. So like, you know how there's stories of giants, like they find giant bones or whatever. And then there's also stories of obviously UFOs. What if UFOs to us are like drones to those people in Amazon forests? And then what if like, okay, think about how small our drones are compared to like what a person would call like a UFO, which is like almost like a size of like a small plane, right? So what if their drones is like the size of our drones to them? And then like this other civilizations that are on Earth with us, but like sectioned away from us, and they just kind of send drones every once in a while or whatever, they're actually like giants, like the story of like Jack and the Beanstalk, and you know, up there above the clouds, right? Above space, through space, whatever, or in space, is like another world of giants. And, you know, we keep having the mythology of like giants over and over again. You know what I mean? Like, so like, what if there's that? So that's like one of my perspective of like what aliens are, that it's, they're actually still humans, but they're like humanoids and they're more advanced than we are. And so then every once in a while, like our technology will like improve, but I think it's mostly them, like either something breaks and falls and then we reverse engineer what we can from their technology, or like they're just like giving us bits, like bits and pieces of like tech purposely for us to like evolve and join the rest of the world, and then, or the rest of the world on, you know, this planet, and kind of merge with them. So there's that. But like, still, that would also mean that Earth is a lot bigger than we actually think it is. And then also like combine like my earlier theory of kind of hurtling through space and space being like a body of water, and we're trying to like get to the surface of like more land or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, that's just some shit I was just thinking about. I'm going to go Google the story of Atlantis now, because, yeah, that's crazy. All right. Yeah. Bye.